You think that's an innocent man there, don't you? Well, it's not.
I didn't think anyone knew about that, did you? But God saw you.
Dad, don't, please!
What? And you can't escape God's wrath!
I can't believe he still didn't see it. He was a murderer of little children, Fenton. Babies. Babies.
Well, the object, obviously, you must weaken your opponent to the point that he can't defend himself. I've seen guys almost become dead weight and just dragged to each corner. I've seen Koloff do that many times in Russian chain matches. Both these men rank very high in the top 10. There's a chain as a weapon, right to the throat of Sting. Referee Randy Anderson with another tough assignment. He had that wild and crazy six-man tag elimination. Now he's got this one.
You can tell that Nikita Koloff just really enjoys this. Enjoys being able to look at it. Wrestling here, or actually brawling with so much confidence, because he knows he's got his Russian chain out there.
He has a great deal of confidence in this match, and rightfully so. He's not lost one. Will Sting become the first man in Koloff's career to upset the Russian Nightmare at his own game? And Koloff rammed shoulder first into the steel. Sting really tugged on that chain, Tony.
Minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Well, sometimes she runs, sometimes she don't. More than what she left me on the side of the road. The older she gets, the slower we go. But there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. She needs a carburetor, a set of plug wires. Riding me around football ball tires. The wipers gonna work and the horn don't blow if there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. I got 16 speakers crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass, dual antennas whipping in the wind. Oh, there ain't a country station and I can't tune in. Got stopped by a cop late last night, out of daytime, no tail light. He said I ought to run you in, but I'm letting you go. Nothing wrong with your radio. Got the best looking gal in my hometown. I asked her last time that I took her out, honey, tell me what it is that makes you love me so. She said there ain't nothing wrong with your radio. I got 60 speakers crossing my back dash, a little bobbing dog watching everybody pass, dual antennas whipping in the wheel. Oh, there ain't a country station and I can't tune in. Oh, she ain't a Cadillac, she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio. Cause she ain't a Cadillac and she ain't a Rose, but there ain't nothing wrong with the radio.
come from the eighth dimension.
Mr. Wolverton, can you hear me? I'm Gannett Wallace from the Sheriff's Department. I know you're in a lot of pain, but can you take a moment? I want to show you a photograph. Tell me if this is the person that shot you. This the person that shot you? You sure? This is the person that shot you. Okay, all right, you'll be all right.
Spend the money on a car. Spend the money on a brand new car.
me in, please, purge me. I'm ashamed of myself. I should be arrested. I should be purged. I should be flogged. I don't deserve to walk amongst good, clean people.
Let me have a word with him for a
moment.
But
I am a swine. I am a wretch. I don't deserve to live like others.
I'm not afraid to
Is it done?
No, it's not done.
Don't overcook it. You overcook it, it's no good. It defeats its own purpose. What are you doing?
I just said don't overcook it. You're overcooking it. Bring it over.
You want your steak?
Bring it over. Bring it over. It's like a piece of charcoal. Bring it over here.
You want your steak?
Yeah, right now.
Good. There's your steak. Can't wait for this to be done.
No, here. I can't wait.
Good. Okay? Happy? Happy?
That's all I want. That's all I want.
Here. No more. There.
Bought me about a steak, huh? You bought me about a steak?
Yeah.
I agree with you. We should be with Tommy. If he's in a good mood, I'll talk to him. What the fuck do you want me to do?
But this Joey, Tommy tells me every day to talk to you and speak to Jake to straighten this thing out. I mean, I'm gonna wind up in the middle of this thing.
You're in the middle. I'm his brother. He's got me fucking nuts.
You're his brother. If you can't talk to him, who's gonna talk to him?
I'll talk to him.
Do what you can. That's all. That's all I'm asking you.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Let me go.
All right. Where are you gonna be? I'll
be at the gym or the other joint. One of them.
I'll catch you by the gym.
All right. South.
Yeah.
Hey, you!
Come on, Jack.
I'm gonna get hold of that dog, and I'm gonna eat it for lunch. You hear what I'm saying? You hear me, Larry? Larry!
Crazy animal.
Who's an animal? Your mother's an animal, you son of a bitch.
Oh.
You're gonna find your dog dead in the hallway tomorrow, you fuck.
Jack, I can't stop a block. People could hear you.
She thinks I still care. Just because I ask a friend about her, just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because I rang her number by mistake today, she thinks I still care. Just because I haunt the same old places where the memory of her lingers everywhere. Just because I'm not the happy guy I used to be, she thinks I still care. But if she's happy thinking I still need her, then let that silly notion bring her cheer. But how could she ever be so foolish? Oh, where would she get such an idea? Just because I ask a friend about her, and just because I spoke her name somewhere, just because I saw her and went all to pieces, she thinks I still care. Still care.
gonna be sorry you did that.
Why? Nobody's coming for you, King Shit.
Sure they are. See, one of the things you fuckheads need to know about us Night Stalkers is that when you join our club, you get all sorts of groovy little door prizes. And one of them is this nifty little tracking node surgically implanted in your body.
Bullshit.
See, when one of us goes missing, the others, they just dial up the satellite, which is in space. And then presto, instant cavalry. You like that, huh? Go fuck your sister.
Okay, King. Where is this tracking node of yours?
It's in my left ass cheek. Fine. It's in my right ass cheek. Okay, I'm sick. Okay, seriously now. It's in the meat of my butt, just below the Hello Kitty tattoo. Seriously, just pull down my tidy whities and see for yourself.
Enough! It's not funny anymore.
No, it's not, you horse-humping bitch. But it will be a few seconds from now.
Huh? You see that tickle that you're feeling in the back of your throat right now?
That's atomized colloidal silver. It's being pumped through the building's air conditioning system, you cock-juggling thunder cunt! Which means the fat lady should be singing right about now.
This is awkward. Do you have a cell phone?
feeling that leg, and Van Dam, great strategy, going upstairs and downstairs, trying to confuse Lesnar, but bottom line, trying to get Lesnar off Lesnar's feet. Oh, look at this. Lesnar overpowering Van Dam. Van Dam, what a counter, and Van Dam with a look of frustration and anguish. Well, I don't want to say fear, because I don't think Van Dam's afraid of anything alive, but Van Dam was countered as Van Dam has never been countered before.
He should be afraid. He should be very afraid of that living thing he's in the ring with. What Heyman say earlier, Godzilla's fake, but Brock Lesnar's not.
Again, the winner of this match not only becomes a prestigious king in the ring, but he also earns the right to fight in the main event at SummerSlam against the undisputed champion. And look at Lesnar using overwhelming strength to take Van Dam from one corner to the other with a great deal of force and velocity.
Who is that champion going to be, JR? Well, we're going to find that out tonight, aren't we?
We're certainly going to find out who's going to walk out of the King of the Ring with the WWE undisputed title tonight. And the man, that's unreal. The strength of Lesnar turning that move into a power slam. There's a hook of the leg, and Charles Robinson down. Got a great look. Putting in the pace. Rolling thunder. Right on the chest cavity. It could be over here. Whoa, look at the strength of Lesnar powering out of that lateral press.
Threw RVD halfway across the ring.
Van Dam has got to do what he can to keep Lesnar grounded. A lot easier said than done. Oh, wait a minute. Van Dam on the top rope. Gets a five-star here. And he does. He got him. Van Dam with a five-star front.
Look at Heyman.
And Heyman behind the referee's back. But, wait a minute. Oh, Van Dam fell on. Fell on Lesnar. And Heyman feigning a heart attack.
Heyman's brilliant plan. Almost back. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Heyman knocked down. His hat goes one way, his head goes another. And without, oh my God. Wow. Lesnar he just caught Van Dam in midair. Oh, the F5. Lesnar caught Van Dam in midair. And it's over. Lesnar's the king of the ring. Yeah. Brock Lesnar has done it.
And the 2002 king of the ring, the next big thing, Brock Lesnar.
Well, I'll tell you what, King. By God, Brock Lesnar looks to be the next big thing. And this rookie now has earned a main event shot at the undisputed title at SummerSlam.
Well, I won't look back. I won't look back. Let the altar
while the construction's happening.
Is there a foreman around? Thank you. Everybody stop what you're doing, please. Stop it. Stop what you're doing. I'm Axel Foley, Beverly Hills Building Inspector. Everybody stop what you're doing. I'd like to speak with your foreman, please. Everyone stop. You, put the bucket down! Put the bucket down! Somebody give me the foreman! I'd like to see the foreman. Can you give me the foreman,
foreman here.
You're the foreman?
Yeah.
Well, I need to see the plans, then, for this house, because you're making a very big fucking mistake. Get the plans for me, please.
Who are
Stop
you?
Stop working! I'm Axel Foley, the Beverly Hills Building Investigator. Didn't they tell you I was coming?
No.
They didn't?
No.
But give me the goddamn plans. Can
get
you guys
plans.
Stop working, please?
Trailer.
Stop it! Get the plans! Stop working! Give me the plans!
Wait a second.
This is wrong.
What?
These are wrong.
What do you mean?
These are wrong plans.
Why?
These are the old plans.
Old?
These are the old plans.
What are you talking
Weren't
about?
You at the meeting?
No.
With the Andersons before they went up to Hawaii?
No.
They didn't tell you to come to the meeting?
No.
I wasn't there. They changed these plans.
I don't know.
The Andersons before they went up to Hawaii, they changed the plans.
Oh, man.
The plans have been changed. They're not supposed to be any right angles on this building.
Wait.
You, stop working.
Stop working.
You guys have destroyed these people's houses, and now I have to change this.
No right angles. This thing's round as a donut.
What are you, a fucking art critic?
No.
They got the money, want to live in a donut? Let them live inside a donut. You know, people get money and lose their mind. So people say, I want to live in a roundhouse.
Very
you got
right.
the money for it? Fuck it. Guys, stop. Look. Just stop it. I'm going to have to straighten this whole thing out. I'm going to have to talk to my people, and then they'll talk to their people, and then they'll talk to your people, and maybe this whole thing can get taken care of and nobody get fired, okay?
I just did what they showed
you.
Well,
you did the right thing, but whoever gave you this, an asshole.
Son of
so stop. Everybody, just come on down, go home, relax. You got the week off, and we'll straighten this whole thing out. Just leave it in my hand. And I think you should give your boys a big round of applause, because you have done a good job. Because other than the house being square, it's beautiful. You've done a good job for yourself. But go home now and relax for the rest of the week. I'll straighten this whole thing out. It's Miller time.
All right, thank you. So you're going to straighten all this stuff out, huh?
Will you stop worrying and go home? Trust me.
clean some of this shit up before you leave, though?
Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time, for y'all have knocked her up. I have tasted the maggots in the mind of the universe. I was not offended, for I knew I had to rise above it all or drown in my own